With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. The commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, will stop by. Big news is Lionel Messi decides to come to the United States. He's going to enter Miami, MLS. And the teams in MLS had to pitch in so Miami could afford Messi. Can you imagine that in any other sport? If I said to the Chicago Bears, hey, you got to pony up 5% so the Jets can get Aaron Rodgers. Well, you know what? The Bears might do that to get him out of Green Bay. But imagine if you're the Dolphins and all of a sudden you go, well, wait, I got to pay to get Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay to the Jets. Yeah, we need him in a bigger market
here. We just need like 3% from you Dolphins to make sure that Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. That's weird, though. It's for the betterment of the league, but not necessarily the, I guess, the individual franchises here. Or how often does that happen? Where you're going to say, hey, can you guys pitch in so we can bring Messi here to the United States? Is there another big name? Because Ronaldo went to Saudi Arabia, but I wonder the next star or, you know, in the twilight of his career comes to the United States, and then the other teams have to pitch in. Yes.
Well, that's one of the things that it goes back to this, that Saudi Arabian fund, where a lot of big names were supposed to be coming here. It was just kind of assumed that they would come here. I don't know if supposed to is the right way, but because MLS is sort of known as that retirement ground a little bit, where you come here, get a nice big check, a bunch of guys who theoretically would have been coming here are now going to sign for gigantic money in Saudi Arabia, like Karim Benzema and N'Golo Kanté, a bunch of, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Our stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Our good buddy Roger Bennett, Men in Blazers, will try to help us understand all of this. With, I mean, he's getting profit sharing or Apple stock to go to Miami. Messi is, and you know, people point out, well, he passed on a lot of money to go to Saudi Arabia. I'm guessing he's getting a lot of money to come to Miami.
Right. He's, according to The Athletic, he's getting a percentage of the MLS deal with Apple, whatever profits are there, and he's getting a percentage of money from Adidas too. It's like, I think he's going to end up doing okay. Plus, he's supposed to have the same kind of deal as David Beckham, where once he retires, he can get a cheaper franchise, like an expansion franchise or something. Yeah. He'll be able to buy one for much cheaper than the, I think the fee is like $300 million you have to pay in. But David Beckham got his for like $25
million. All right, more on that coming up next hour. Roger Bennett, Men in Blazers, the commissioner joining us. Golden Knights, Panthers game three coming up tonight. Nuggets handled the Heat. It was interesting for a little while, and then it wasn't interesting other than would you have a pair of teammates have two each have triple-doubles there in the NBA Finals game, and you had that with Joker and Murray. By the way, for entertainment purposes only, I have the Miami Heat 3.5-point underdogs in Game 4 coming up. 877-3DP show, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP show. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, we put up one just earlier. How many games is the Nuggets Heat series going to go?
Okay.
5, 6, or 7.
All right.
Right now, the it looks like 6 is the popular answer at 58%, followed by 31% at 5 games. Only 10% saying 7 games.
Yeah. I thought at least 6 games. I still feel that way. It's we overreact after 1, and then we overreacted after 2. We're not overreacting as much, I don't think, after game 3, or at least we shouldn't, because I still think Miami will have some kind of comeback here. Now, do I think Miami's going to win this? No, I thought that Denver was going to win this from the outset, and I still feel that way. Because when they play at their best, and Miami plays at its best, Denver is going to win. Yes, Eden?
I'm pretty sure after the Heat won game 2, like, we put up a poll question, and like 85% of the audience still had the Nuggets winning the series. Like, nobody fell for that.
Yeah. Here is Michael Malone, the Nuggets head coach, on the greatness of Jokic.
Nothing he does surprises me ever. This guy has shown time and time again that he's built for these moments. He thrives in these moments, the biggest stage. And he did that once again tonight.
Yeah, he did. And getting everybody involved, points, rebounds, assists. Jamal Murray is the key last night because he gave you something that you normally don't expect out of him. And you got role players here. We talk about Miami's role players. Denver has had its role players, and you had that last night. Still waiting for Michael Porter Jr. III to do something here, and he's almost become a detriment, and he's supposed to be the third best player on this team. Best tennis players in the world, Roland Garros, the French Open, NBC, and Peacock. Yes, Paulie?
He had a triple single last night, Michael Porter. Just, don't want you to put some love on his name.
Okay. Yes, yes, Marv.
We got to show mommy and Christian Braun some love. Is
yeah.
it Braun or is it Brown?
It's spelled Braun.
It's pronounced
but it's
Brown.
Okay.
What can Brown do for you? Everything last
isn't
night.
Isn't that more confusing for people if your last name is spelled one way and pronounced the other?
Yeah.
Lance is doing the call last night after he had, like, I don't know, some monstrous dunk, and he was going nuts in the crowd. He could say his name any way he'd like.
The Vikings and Dalvin Cook are parting ways. I thought we knew that. The question was, where was he going to go? I guess it's he's going to be a free agent at 27. He's had 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons. He's got 52 career touchdowns. What's going on? Is it because, yes, we devalue running backs and you can find running backs? And why pay somebody $12 to $15 million a year when you can go back into the hopper and find somebody who can probably get you 1,000 yards? Dalvin Cook's he's a 4-time Pro Bowl running back. Yeah, Paul?
I'm going to congratulate the Minnesota Vikings. They're being disciplined financially. They're not going to overpay for a running back who's had injuries and has a lot of mileage on him.
Okay.
I mean, the guy was nothing but great for them for 6 years. They got it. It worked out. Wasn't he a high second-round pick? They probably paid $25 million or less to get 6,000 rushing yards out of the guy. He was nothing but great for them when he played, and he was mostly good. Move on.
Tom Pelissero, the NFL Network, had the story there. Dalvin Cook and the Vikings are parting ways. This is where it should be automatic. It'll be Vikings parting ways with Dalvin Cook. Cowboys? Question mark? It's always got to be Cowboys. DeAndre Hopkins? Cowboys? Question mark?
Based off nothing.
Yes. Yes. Based off clicks is what it's based off of. When I saw that, I said this at the time when the Cowboys released Zeke Elliott. I said there is a great chance that he comes back to the Cowboys just as at a lesser price. And I still feel that that could be possible here with Zeke Elliott. Although I did see a video that he put out where he's running through tackling dummies and he's in shorts, and I go, that doesn't tell me anything. Yes, Mark.
Speaking of IG videos, guys, a tradition unlike any other. Ben Simmons looking ripped, doing some dribbling drills. And I was like, yeah, but he's still not shooting.
Was he? Yeah, that's all I care about.
Was he shooting?
He could look great. He can dribble all he wants. All I know is, can you shoot? Go to the free throw line. That would be it. If you said, hey, we got a video of Ben Simmons, it could be just him walking into the gym, walking to the free throw line, and then take 10 free throws. And then I go, okay. Or I'd go, uh-oh. Like, I don't even care if he shoots threes or not. He can play basketball. I don't know if he wants to play basketball. I've talked about this before. There are certain people who are just gifted, but that doesn't mean they love the sport that they're gifted in. They just, well, I got to play it. There are other guys who love playing. Ben Simmons wants to be a star, wants to get paid as a star. I don't know if he wants to work at being a star. Yeah, Mark.
There's like a 5'9 point guard that went to some D3 school that would kill. Like, yeah. He has such a passion for the game, but he's only 5'9".
Yeah.
And he wants to be Ben Simmons so bad. And Ben Simmons is tall. I'm sure a bunch of big guys who've played in the NBA, they're 6'11", 7 feet. I'm sure somebody forced them. Like, look how tall you are. Get out there and play.
I know. Just give me one day at that size and that, you know, his other abilities. I'll take my shot. Just give me one day. That's all. One day.
I'm with you. All right. Thank you. Actually, I'll take an hour.
Ooh. Well, all I'm going to need is an hour. I'll put on a highlight show. But, man, wouldn't you love to be that big, that talented? Luke in Pennsylvania. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5'7", 130. With James Harden probably leaving, do you think the Sixers are going to try to get Chris Paul or Damian Lillard?
Well, I don't think you want Chris Paul. Lillard, if you could, but I mean, what are you giving up to get Dame Lillard? And we were talking about this last hour, and I asked Chris Haynes, who was, you know, talking about, you know, he's friends with Dame Lillard, and I threw out some teams. I said, what about Boston? He goes, no, he's not going to Boston. But I think the Nets is realistic, and he says he'd love to go to Miami. I don't know how realistic any of those. He might want to go. Feels like the Nets could work out. They want to send him. If they do, they would be wise to send him to the East Coast, the Eastern Conference, you know, not out West. But I think if I'm Dame, at some point you have to go, my team keeps getting younger, but we're not getting better. And he's getting older. And what is he, going to be 33? I mean, as much as I love him, he's been loyal. I think at some point you have to at least acknowledge, what do you want to do, Dame? And I think that's where Dame has to be honest with the organization and just say, could you please trade me? Let me at least try to compete. Let me play in some playoff games again. Just, can I do that? Matt in Connecticut. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good.
So what I'm wondering is, when you interview Adam Silver, if you could ask him about what he is doing with the new CBA to make sure that these teams are spending money, because I understand the idea that you don't want just five teams being able to compete for a title. But, you know, I was looking at the salary cap for these teams last few years, and the teams that don't make the playoffs have $20 million in cap, $10 million in cap. And so what I'm worried about with the new CBA is, you know, being a Celtics fan, you know, we're about to have two guys on our team make $50, $60 million. And, you know, what's going to happen? I'm not crying for millionaires, but what's going to happen to a guy like Marcus Smart, who's not good enough to be an all-star, but he's still a starter, he's a defensive player of the year? Is this guy going to take a pay cut?
Well, he might, or maybe he goes someplace for somebody else. I mean, look at the Golden State Warriors. They spent money. They won. I don't know if anybody was complaining. If you want to keep that duo together or the trio together, then spend the money. And if you don't, then you don't. The Golden State did it. Let's see. Brandon in Texas. Hey, Brandon.
Hi, DP. How you doing?
Hey, bud.
Hey, I was curious about what are your thoughts on, especially since you have the commissioner coming on, about what is the Saudis grand plan here? Is the commissioner worried about the Saudis disrupting the NBA? Maybe the NFL? I know you talked yesterday about them targeting European soccer players, but what would stop them now from starting their own basketball league?
Well, I don't know if they'd start a basketball league, but would they buy a team? Has the NBA been approached by the Saudis to invest? Let's say, you know, Michael Jordan wants to sell the Hornets. What if they said, we'll buy the Hornets? But I don't know if you go, well, are they going to, they're almost going to pay more to be able to get that opportunity, because that's what they've been doing. They've been overpaying to get, you know, players. Yeah, see.
I mean, the end game of it all is what you saw with Bryson DeChambeau doing interviews yesterday in his comments. That's ultimately what the end game is, where he was talking about how he feels bad for the PGA players because they were lied to, and everything that LIV Golf has said they've lived up to and more, and we hope that we can all get along, and after all, hasn't it all been, it's already been 20 years, isn't it time that we forget about 9/11 and start forgiving?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the end game is, and he bought into it hook, line, and sinker. Doing interviews like that is crazy.
Yeah, that was embarrassing for Bryson DeChambeau. Hey, 20 years, come on, let's move on.
It's been 20 years. Let's move on in the spirit of forgiveness.
And then he said nobody's perfect. You're right. Nobody is perfect, but that doesn't mean you're going to crash planes into buildings. Yeah, you know, they made a couple of mistakes.
Yeah, but you have an iPhone.
Yeah.
So what?
No, I know. Just stop. You know? It was embarrassing that he said that. And I hope somebody set him straight. Hey, like, if you lost somebody in 9/11 and I came up to you and you said, come on, it's been 20 years. Like, move on here. So one of the worst things that ever happened on American soil, all those people who died, and I'm going to go, 20 years. Like, so 19 years isn't enough, but 20 years, come on, we should move on.
But $125 million is $125 million.
Yeah. You wouldn't have gone to the LIV Tour unless they, you know, overpaid to get you there. You got these altruistic people now talking about that. All right. Take a break. The commissioner of the NBA joins us next, Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. You know, we have that anxious feeling about our cell phone batteries when they're almost dead. We're in a public place. Free charging station. Well, the FBI is saying don't use those. Airports, hotels, shopping centers, don't. Because bad actors have found a way to access that information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed, and it's easy for cybercriminals to steal your identity. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. And join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. LifeLock.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
early game four odds. The Nuggets are 3.5-point favorites against the Miami Heat. We bring in the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver. Last time you're on, I thought we solved a lot of problems with the NBA. I still have some things that maybe we could solve, but we'll talk about those coming up. We had Jeff Van Gundy on yesterday. He said, let's do away with halftime, offensive goaltending, and maybe free throws. You want to respond to any of those things that Jeff Van Gundy, one of your voices of your sport?
I actually listened to that interview with Jeff, and I think even he acknowledged he was having fun. You know, it's interesting on halftime when we've looked to shorten it a bit because we changed the format of the last 2 minutes a couple of years ago to speed the game along. And I think we forget sometimes that the guys really do need the break. I mean, put aside the programming at halftime, the commercials, but it maybe you could shorten it slightly, but I think it is meaningful to the players in addition to the coaching that goes on at halftime, the opportunity to get a breather. You know, by the way, I remember Rod Thornwell, Rod, who used to work at the league office with me, telling me that when he was a player, that was an opportunity to have a smoke and a cup of coffee.
What do you think about offensive goaltending that we do away with once it's on the rim? It's European style.
Right, the FIBA rule. That's what we do in the Olympics and in the Basketball World Cup. I think it's an exciting play. You know, we've looked at it. We've experimented with it. In fact, we have a competition committee meeting this afternoon. And it's come up over time. I think around some of the Olympics, there's been a more serious conversation about it, but for whatever reason, people haven't been talking about it a lot lately.
What about the All-Star game? You talked about this yesterday. Maybe the international stars against the American stars. Is that something that could happen as early as next year?
Not as early as next year. We're going to be in Indianapolis. One of the things we're looking at for next year is returning to the East versus West format, the more traditional format. I mean, we definitely need to do something. I mean, to spruce it up a bit. It's I think all the leagues have dealt with issues around All-Star. I know when I was a kid, when you turned into an All-Star game, it was an opportunity to see players you never otherwise saw, you know, and literally to see them next to each other in their uniforms, because I grew up in New York. You know, I was a big baseball fan. You just didn't see players that often, you know, from other teams. I think now with League Pass, digital media, they're so familiar to players that there's just something lacking. And I think we need to find a way to create some real competition. And again, an idea that's come up in the past, doing, you know, the Ryder Cup style, except not just U.S. versus Europe, U.S. versus the world. And one of the reasons we hadn't done that historically was there's an imbalance, because even as the number of international players grow, it's still far less than half. But I think, to me, as we look to make it more engaging for fans, that shouldn't be the sole reason we don't do it. I think we could add additional All-Stars. There's something we could do. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today, because, again, we do need to do something to make it more interesting.
I was wondering about this. I brought it up with Jeff Van Gundy, where we see flopping. And what if it was called and the punishment was you got the letter F on your jersey? And you know, it's like the scarlet letter, and the scarlet letter is F for flopping, like a Buckeye for Ohio State football.
Yeah, you know, the issue, one of the serious things we're discussing is possibly adding a technical for flopping, which they do in international basketball. College added a flopping technical just this past season. Of course, the issue, one of the reasons we haven't done it historically, is because by definition, they're fooling the referees. And we had an after the game remedy, which was a fine. But frankly, if you're successful in fooling the referees, a relatively small fine isn't going to make a difference. You may even be celebrated for having done it. So I think we do need, putting aside the scarlet letter, I'm in favor of adding a technical, because even though it'll be a difficult call, there is replay on certain plays. So you might catch it after the fact. And I think there has to be a greater disincentive for doing it, and there has to be a competitive risk to flopping.
As the commissioner, how much influence do you have over your TV partners? You know, you got the Joker, who now people are seeing. They're almost forced to see him because he's in the NBA Finals. But to market some of these players, you know, Joker's a hard guy to market. He's not a highlight guy. But what influence can you have over the TV partners of can we focus in on some of these other players that maybe, you know, the rest of the country doesn't focus on?
You know how quickly you forget when you were at SportsCenter, calls from me when I was running NBA Entertainment. To say, why aren't you running more highlights or fill in the blank? So we have some influence. It's interesting. I mean, to the networks, I mean, they do focus on the teams and players that they think are going to be most popular. In fairness to them, the Joker hasn't been in the finals before. Of course, he's a two-time MVP. But we're seeing now, I think I read the other day, he went from the 18th most popular player on social media to the number one player on social media over the last 2 weeks. So fans are responding. The networks will respond. I've been at the first three finals games. I mean, it's an incredible, you know, display of basketball. I know, you know, you're a former player, a huge fan, and I think the country is warming up to it. I mean, the team style that they play, Miami too, for that matter. I mean, this is just from a basketball aficionado standpoint. I mean, this is really, you know, basketball playing at its highest level. And I think, by the way, we're seeing it in the ratings. I think, you know, going in, the projections were that we were going to be down almost 25% from Boston and San Francisco. And of course, that hasn't been the case. In fact, you know, probably after last night, we're going to be up a little bit, which says a lot about the league that you have two mid-sized markets. Of course, you know, a popular team in Miami, a Nuggets team that has never been in the finals, and the fans are responding by watching.
Yeah, they're two likable teams. We're talking to the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver. What was your reaction to the LIV Tour, PGA Tour news?
You know, I don't know enough about what really went on there on the inside. I guess I'm not so surprised, given that there was a lawsuit, ongoing lawsuit and investigation, and the fact that they were, I think, hurting the golfers at the end of the day. I mean, they were turning golfers against each other. Again, this is just me from a fan's perspective and a fan of the sport. I'd also say that golf, just like basketball, is extremely global. There's interest around the world. I think that, you know, I was listening to some of the prior comments on your show, and I hear what people are saying about Saudi Arabia. On the other hand, and this is for, you know, good and bad, that when the Saudis invest in sports, it gets outsized attention. Now, I don't want to complain about that, because we want to get outsized attention. On the other hand, somebody could go down the list there. They are investors in some of our largest American corporations. Some of the most well-known brands have investments from them. And I also think it's a two-edged sword. I hear the comments about sport washing. On the other hand, you're talking about it. Others are talking about it. It's not as if some errant golfer can say one thing about his reaction to Saudi Arabia investing in golf, and that's left at that. I think people are pretty sophisticated. And the same way the World Cup, the Football World Cup, Soccer World Cup brought enormous attention to Qatar, I think people learn about these countries, learn about what's happening in the world in ways they otherwise wouldn't. So I think the media does its job. But at the end of the day, I also think, and now talking specifically about the NBA, where we're such a global sport, I think people are a little too dismissive these days about the benefits that come from the commonality around sports, that with a sport like basketball, our finals are distributed virtually everywhere in the world. The sport is played everywhere in the world. It's an opportunity to bring people together. I mean, look at, we're talking about, you know, Jokic from, you know, Serbia. You know, we have over 25% of our players now were born outside of the United States. I just think that it's the media does its job.
But have the Saudis looked to invest or buy an NBA team?
No.
What would
Not
you
that mean? I'm aware of. I mean, they certainly haven't come to the league office. And under our rules, an individual can only buy an NBA team right now. You can a fund, and that's what's happening here.
Okay.
It's called a sovereign wealth fund that's investing in the PGA Tour. But we allow funds to invest in teams, but not control teams, not to have influence over teams. So to own an NBA team, there has to be an individual with a certain percent of the team to control it.
Is the Ja Morant investigation over? We're just waiting for the finals to be over to announce the decision?
The latter. We are waiting for the finals to be over. I'm aware, of course, of these reports on social media about, you know, whether the gun was in fact a gun. And so we haven't completely wrapped it up.
Does that matter, Commissioner, if that's a toy gun?
You know, it's interesting. It's the very issue is for Ja, certainly in the first incident, was treating a gun as a toy. I mean, that's what we're talking about. And that's what I think the danger is to society, taking a gun, live streaming it. You know, this is without getting into gun issues in terms of the propriety of owning guns and the use of guns. I think everyone agrees that gun safety is critically important and that guns aren't toys. So it's something that I'm thinking a lot about because, again, I'm not going to get into the specifics of the investigation. But in fact, if you are live streaming something that to the world looks exactly like a gun and in a frankly reckless manner, should it matter whether or not it's a real gun? I mean, I will say at the end of the day, in terms of doing my job, everything that's presented to us is relevant. Past conduct is relevant. The circumstances in which you're doing whatever the act is becomes relevant. And in this case, you know, obviously we're going to take into account whatever's presented to us.
When we heard from you after what happened with Ja this second time around, it's almost like there was disappointment, like you were let down by Ja Morant. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. And Joe Dumars, who now runs basketball operations to the league, and I talked a lot about it because we were both in the meeting with him. The head of the Players Association, Tamika Tramaglio, was in the meeting with us. And just honestly, my sense was he was very sincere in how contrite he was, in how serious he was taking the issue. Again, now talking about the first incident where there's no fact in dispute. He was holding a gun, you know, inebriated in a club, waving it, live streaming it. So that's the first go round. And I know Ja a bit. I had known him. He's a star in our league. And the sense was he came in, he fully owned it, was saying, I made a terrible mistake. I'm learned from the mistake. And so then to get the report and then to see online that in fact he was then live streaming a gun, certainly looks like a gun, a Glock, you know, in a kind of reckless manner. Sure. You know, I was incredibly disappointed.
What would be a big suspension?
I'm not going to get into precise number of games, but I will only say in response to people who say 8 wasn't enough the first time around, it felt like a pretty severe punishment at the time, and an 8-game suspension, of course, without pay. And so I will say, you know, I said this before, in terms of impacting his behavior, would 12 games have made a difference the first time, 15 games? I really don't know. I also, the older I get, I realize that I can't control other people and that he has to own his own conduct. And regardless of the number of games he had been suspended for first time around, he owns this, not me. And he has to take responsibility for it. And part of this, you know, it's fine for somebody to come in and take responsibility for their action. And I'll even give him the benefit of the doubt that he was sincere. He's now made this mistake again. And I think one of the things we even talked about then is nobody's naive in the league office, certainly not Joe Dumars, been at this a long time, was, you know, we'll see as you go back out into the world, how you choose to comport yourself. And so now here we are again, dealing with an issue around Ja. And I also think it's important to point out that this is not about just discipline and then we'll just cross our fingers and then hope there's not a third time. I recognize that he needs some assistance, you know, from the league office, his union, his team. He's no doubt he's a remarkable player. And I think he's a very engaging young man. It's one of the reasons he has this enormous following on social media, but it's a two-edged sword. And he has to own that and take responsibility for it. And my hope is that wherever we come out in terms of discipline, that there's a an acceptance that we need to find ways to engage with each other going forward to so he can change the trajectory he's now on, which is not a positive one.
And I wondered about that, Commissioner, that I was worried about him over the summer. Now we've had this second incident. And also, if you suspend somebody for 20 or 30 or 40 games, what happens to that person when they have all that free time? And you could be adding to the issue with Ja Morant, not subtracting.
Precisely, yeah, precisely. And I'm worried about that, too. And so, again, putting aside the number of games that we may be looking at, I'd like to come up with a program, and frankly, working with him, in which there is a joint sense, a mutual commitment that we need to put together a program, not something that's, you know, a couple of sessions and I'm back, but something that where he will be able to use time away from the game. Look, he's suspended right now. I mean, he's away. It's the off season, but he's suspended from team activities. And there, I want to find a way where, frankly, you know, he's not being kicked to the curb, but basketball will take a back seat. And first and foremost, we're going to focus on him as a young man developing as a better person, as someone who's more responsible, particularly when it comes to guns. I mean, this is a really serious issue.
All right. Next time you're on, I got to address carrying. Okay. We have to address this, and maybe you could bring it up. Maybe just you and me. We just sit down and we discuss, get everybody out. I don't need a committee. What do you think?
We did talk about this last time I was on.
Oh, I know.
It's an issue. It's I hear you. It's a hard call, and, I hear it from fans when I'm in the stands. And next time, why don't I come on with Joe Dumars, our basketball expert, and let's talk about it. Because, in all seriousness, we are the most played team sport in America. And so people can relate to it when they watch the game whether it's carrying, palming, traveling, whatever it is, people have a sense. And one thing that frustrates me in terms of the rules, that, as I said, I got a competition committee meeting this afternoon, that when it's explained to me by the officials and Monty McCutcheon, who oversees our officiating staff, it quickly becomes very technical. And I think we need to find a way with our rules that they can be presented in a simple way. And while everything can't be so bright line, but there's a better sense like, yes, that's traveling, or no, it's not. And that's something I think we should be able to do a better job with.
Did you just invite me to the committee? I mean, because it's a yes. If you want me involved in this, I'd be more than happy.
It's a yes.
All right. There you go. That's official. Is there a handshake or a jacket or blazer that I wear, an ID card, whatever I need to be on that committee? You let me know.
I will. By the way, when I was in Denver the other day, I think, traveling, jumping time zones and things, it was late at night. I was just flipping around the television and I watched Blended.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a pretty good movie. I know you've done a bunch of those Adam Sandler movies. I hadn't seen it before. It's a few years old, but I enjoyed it.
I'm an actor who does sports radio on the side, Commissioner.
But you didn't play yourself. You I think in Hustle you played Dan Patrick.
Yes.
You didn't in Blended.
By the way,
I'm an aficionado of your films.
And the fact that you called them films and not movies, I respect that as well. And you know who carries the ball more than anybody?
Adam Sandler.
Absolutely, Commissioner. Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to get Sandler to do a PSA for the NBA on an anti-carrying program.
Thank you. It could have a double meaning, by the way.
Yeah, the Ja Morant anti-carrying. Absolutely. I got it, Commissioner. Hey, I know you got a busy day. Thank you for taking time.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Adam Silver, NBA Commissioner. That's a good appearance by the Commissioner.
He crushed it last week. It was on a tee. I didn't think he was going to go there.
Wow, that was great.
I'm gonna throw it out there.
Anti-carrying.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back and decipher what we just talked about. Great appearance by the Commissioner. Appreciate that. Back after this. It's no longer a secret where I play golf. Everybody knows I've got weapons, PXG golf clubs. Everybody wants to see them. They want to ask about them. How do you get them? I say PXG.com. Get a custom fitting today, and you can do the same thing. And what I loved about the fitting is you go in, and they're not trying to change your swing. They're trying to provide clubs that will adapt to your swing. And they did that with me. And it's about a 2.5-hour process. It takes you through every club in your bag, including a putter. And they have high-performance clubs as well. Now, I'm not the elite level where I could have the all-new 0317 CB Players Irons. Just released new cavity back Players Irons for the elite players. The latest 0317 CB Players Irons. That expands the 0317 family, joining the 0317 Super Tour Irons. Now, you can mix and match as well. All the PXG irons. You can blend your set if you would like to. First thing you need to do, go to PXG.com. Find the nearest PXG fitting location and get custom fitted. That's PXG.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My thanks again to the commissioner. Normally, when you get a commissioner on or somebody who's in power, they want to know what you're going to talk about. And I just said to Fritzy, if they ask, we're going to be asking everything. And that included, what was going on with the Saudis, if they were going to invest in an NBA team. I didn't know that a group couldn't buy. You had to have an individual who would be the leader buying an NBA team. Didn't sound like he was ruling out that possibility happening down the road. Also, John Morant, he knew it was coming. The question was, what was my approach to get to what I wanted to get? And, when you bring up the toy gun, the commissioner brings up something that not many people probably talked about. Jaw treated the first incident with the gun like it was a toy in the strip club. Therefore, this might have been a toy gun the second time around. I don't know if that's going to factor in at all. Yes, John?
Yeah, there were no restrictions. It's very refreshing because that is rare when you're dealing with someone that has that type of power with a league when they want spelled out questions and topics.
Well, I wouldn't have done the interview if they said you can't talk about Jaw or I don't want to talk about the Saudi government and investing in, you know, U.S. properties. But I appreciate him coming on. And Ja Morant's future, that's something that you have to look at. Yes, did he make a mistake? Yes. Did he make another mistake? Yes. Now, if I sit him down for 30 games, what is he doing with all that idle time? And that's where, as an NBA commissioner, I have to at least be aware of that. He's a commodity. He's a person. And I don't want to compound the problem by suspending him even more or longer. And then what happens? Is it making the situation worse? A couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Stevie in Illinois. Hey, Stevie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, this is John, actually. My son, Stevie, is right here.
All right.
6 years old, and he had a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, ready, buddy?
All right.
Which player do you think is better, Steph Curry or LeBron James?
All right. Well, thank you, Stevie. I would say if you're talking about the talent right now, Steph Curry. But as far as all time, LeBron is better than Steph Curry. But, Stevie, you did a great job. It was quick. You got to the point, and I appreciate that. Dale in Virginia Beach. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you guys are staying safe with all the smog from Canada and stuff. But, I was calling because me and my brother Jan Michael, we were opening up some Upper Deck cards from 1996. And we were looking for Kobe Bryant rookies, but we got lucky and we got from downtown Dan Patrick cards. We got Karl Malone and Sean Kemp.
All right. Yeah. I don't know if those things are worth anything, Dale, but good luck with that. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I did those. I did a couple of sets of cards. I did baseball cards and then I did NBA cards as well. And I think I've got they sent me the entire group of cards, and it's framed that I have somewhere here in the man cave. Rich in California. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I just wanted to respond to the comments that Bryson DeChambeau made, and I think it's obviously, very ignorant and uninformed. But beyond the terrible deaths that those at 9/11 suffered, over twice as many men and women in the service died, in the war on terror. Many of those obviously wouldn't have if that hadn't occurred, and it just makes his comments even more ignorant.
Yeah, it's disappointing because they're given talking points. They don't get in front of a camera, and I know this. They hired Ari Fleischer, who was former White House press secretary. They're going to say, all right, they're going to ask you this, so you answer it that way. What if they asked me that? Then you answer it this way. Bryson DeChambeau came off as ill-informed, clueless. Or maybe you don't care. But you say, it's been 20 years since 9/11. You know, people make mistakes. No, that's not. You know, at what point does it go away, Bryson? Like 19 years? Or do you have to wait till 20? Nice round number? Like, just stop doing this. Okay? Or if you just say you don't care. But you know, you took the money. Great, take the money. I have no problem with that. Just don't tell me all the great things that you're doing, that you're changing the game, or you're making the game better. You're not. Maybe the Saudis are going to make it better. Great. I'm a golf fan. I want to see the best players play. But when everybody's taking a victory lap on the live tour as if, you know, all of a sudden they changed the game, you took the money. If the money was the same, would you have gone to the Live Tour to have more fun? Right? Why is the Live Tour going to go away if it's so great? Like, just stop. All right? You got your money. You made a great business decision. But just don't tell us about all the other stuff, you know? Final hour coming up. Lionel Messi is headed to the MLS. We'll talk to Roger Bennett, Men in Blazers. Give us a better perspective on this as we move forward. More phone calls as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. 2 hours in the books. One more to go.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.